Is it going? At Cardinal Spellman High School, very few, if any, students had been to Catholic schools or had known any nuns. And the experience was a good one. They liked it. And their response to the sisters was remarkable.
And I think that spirit has remained at Cardinal Spellman these 30 years later.
And
how long did you say you were at Cardinal Spellman?
I was at Cardinal Spellman, I think, for 5 or 6 years. And they became very well known for winning drama
contests. Right.
Mm-hmm. And
who was the drama?
Sister Catherine Labouré.
Oh.
Catherine. Catherine Donovan now?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Was excellent. And they also were well known throughout the city of Brockton for their musicals. The music was conducted by Sister Drusilla, now Sister Eunice Fitzgerald.
Right.
And Sister Bresnahan.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Rose Vincent.
Right.
And that was an annual, and they put on some extraordinary musicals.
Very good.
The whole city of Brockton went to those.
Now, you left Brockton after?
I left Brockton in 65 or 66.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the Sacred Heart Weymouth at high school, where I had the library and junior English. I don't think I had a home room.
Who were some of the sisters you worked with?
Some at our present vice president, Sister
Kathy McCluskey?
No, Sister Betty
Sister
Colley.
Betty Colley.
Kathy McCluskey was a student at Cardinal Spellman and entered from there.
That's
during
right,
my
she was.
During
mm-hmm.
my time.
Mm-hmm.
Betty Colley and Sister Georgine.
Mm-hmm. Sister Jackman.
Jackman. No, she was a Cardinal Spellman. No, she came to Weymouth when I left.
I see. Mm-hmm. How did your experience at Sacred Heart Weymouth compare with the high school of Brockton?
Well, it's much, much smaller.
Yes.
Sacred Heart Weymouth only allowed for 2 homerooms.
Oh,
maybe
even that.
80 students
altogether.
Sure, 80
in a
freshmen.
Level. Right.
But it was a beautifully planned school. And they said every teacher had input into what she wanted before they drew up the plans for the school, and it showed. It was beautifully planned, but very small.
Yeah.
Very
Who was
small.
The principal? Did you say? Was Sister Margaret Loretto?
No, Sister Margaret Loretto taught English at Spellman when I was.
Oh, did she? But she had been.
She probably previously was.
Yes.
Hmm. Would Sister Marianella?
Yes, it could be.
Would she
That's
be
right,
principal
yes.
of both the elementary
yes,
and the high
be
school?
She could be in those days when
I
the
think,
schools were
yeah,
small.
Yes, I think it
right.
was Sister Marianella.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And at that time, Vatican II
had just begun.
Had, yes, and there were a series of lectures at in town. At
the Paulus Center.
Paulus Center every week or every 2 weeks.
That's right.
And we faithfully filled a car and attended those regularly. And the curates thought we were crazy, and we think they could have gone too.
Surely.
Because the...
That was the beginning of renewal?
It was the beginning of renewal, and parishioners were begging to know a little more. Not just that they would announce this change or that change, but to give them a why of it. And they really were almost crying for more information.
Yeah. Well, of course, it's true, too, that the sisters in this era, since Vatican II and up to the present day, have been light years ahead of the clergy.
Well, we certainly were then, and those lectures were tremendous.
I remember, I attended them.
Monsignor Finn, do you remember
how faithful he was
yes. to them? He impressed me very much.
Yeah, they had some of the greatest speakers. We had some European theologians, Hans Kong and Rollo May, and any list of first magnitude speakers, theologians.
And you realized the ferment.
That's right.
That was
right.
I can remember, I think it was Father McKenzie, they asked a question, and he said, I was hoping they wouldn't ask me that. That they were literally afraid to give their answers to some of the questions.
Right. Mm-hmm. Those were exciting times.
They really were.
So you left Sacred Heart Weymouth?
And I went to Pope John the 23rd.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I had gone to Pope John the 23rd the summer before. It was about to open, and I started to set up the library. And that was a wonderful experience because the diocese wanted, they said, it's good to know that some of the diocesan money is going into more than bricks.
Great.
It's going into what
purpose of an education.
Education.
Right.
And so it was a nice feeling to know that you could purchase and I was able to purchase wonderful material for the library.
And that's still a very great, thriving high school.
It is.
Who was the first principal?
Sister Alice.
Oh, yes.
Sister Alice Magna. And we were up on the
top of the school.
Top of the school, looking down over the city of Everett.
Yeah.
And
did you open with just 1 year, just the freshman?
That's right.
And moved up each year?
Moved up each year.
Which was the sensible way.
And that, too, was during Vatican II.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Of course it was. My high school careers were in the decade of Vatican II. In all of those high schools.
Is that right?
Yes.
And, of course, the high school was named for the great Vatican II leader, Pope John the 23rd, right. So, and you stayed at Pope John?
I lived at Pope John
mm-hmm.
until, well, there were, Sister Marillac visited us at Pope John. At Pope John, I went there to teach, to have a homeroom and
teach.
Oh, did
you? Mm-hmm.
Sister Virginia Marie had been appointed librarian when the school opened.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh.
Sister Marillac came and told us that it was a policy of the congregation that people who had a special training may go out and seek a position outside.
Now, Sister Marillac's position at this time
was assistant
vice president.
Right. Vice president.
Mm-hmm.
And that was brand new to be told. And
you were told that you had that kind of freedom.
I said, well, Sister, I really am trained for library work and I would love to do it. Well, she said, you certainly may look for a job. You may look for a job within the congregation or you may go outside and look for a job.
Which you did.
Which I did. And that's when I worked at Medford Public Library for 2 years. And that was a wonderful challenge, and I did enjoy it.
Did you find cooperation from the sisters whose school was located across the street?
At St. Joseph's in Medford, well, I went and spoke to them. I spoke to all the public schools, and so I certainly wanted to speak to
St. Joseph's
and told stories to them and also explained to them our summer program. And did that in all the public schools there. And there was the rapport between the public schools, well, the school system in Medford and the library was very low, and they wanted it to change, and they asked me to attend the meeting of the principals. with the superintendent and tell them what the library could offer them. So that was a challenge.
I should say.
Which I did, and those principals were very nice to me.
Did many other sisters at that time go out and seek a job?
No, I don't know that I was the first, but they tell me.
You were among the first.
I was among the first.
What year was that?
1970. I was fortunate. Well, I sought the advice of the woman in charge of the Massachusetts Federation of Public Libraries,
uh-huh.
and the former children's librarian of the Boston Public Library, whom I worked with as a secular many years before, when she was a very young woman.
And what was her name?
Ruth Hayes.
Oh.
She retired.
There was an Ann Williams in there at one time, too, at Boston Public. I wondered if you had known her.
I don't recall her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But they were both very helpful. Ruth was still children's librarian in Boston. And they were very helpful to me.
I'm sure. I'm happy
and
to
yes,
advance your work. Yes, about that time there were other sisters, I think, went into teaching in the Boston Public Schools. In fact, my own sister, Sister Jean Cronin, Sister Dennis,
yeah.
went back as reading specialist around 1970.
Yeah. Well, it could have been maybe several of us in that year.
Yes, anybody that Sister Marillac must have felt could have gone
yeah.
out into this
yes.
kind of work.
Was wonderful. It was a wonderful experience.
And Sister Terrence went
Sister
out at
Terrence
that time.
Sister Terrence was doing it, yes.
Right, mm-hmm. yeah. And so why did you give up after 2 years?
Well, I think I explained that my meeting
oh,
with
Sister
Jeanne Jean
d'Arc. That's right, so you went back to
I felt, you know, that the pull was there.
Surely. And so back at Regis, things were quite different,
back
I'm
at
sure.
Regis, it was interesting to see the change after many, many years, almost three decades.
Right.
And I enjoyed the work very much, and it was reference librarian in college is really teaching.
Is
because
that right?
Mm-hmm. you take seminars and you instruct them, and whatever their research project is, you show them where to get the material
about,
and
yeah.
how to go about it.
Many of the professors were still there that you worked with in the early days.
Yes, they were. Mm-hmm. That's true, especially some of them I remembered as students in my early
oh,
days.
Oh, really? Who
yes.
were they?
Mary in the English department. Three of them in the English department were Regis students when I was...
lay people.
Yes,
oh,
these
I
are
see.
Lay people,
yes.
but who later
joined
the faculty.
Interesting. Yeah. Mary Hamilton, you're perhaps thinking
Mary
of.
Hamilton was a German major,
right.
and there were the English major.
Grace Hall.
Grace had retired, but it's her student.
Is that right? Well.
Mary, that's another Mary.
Sure, yeah.
And
many of the sisters were still there.
And many of the sisters were still there, working, teaching. Still working hard.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And of course, many of the buildings have many more buildings then. And the difference too, in the student body.
And your living quarters were a little bit better and more private
I had
than
left,
the first year.
I had left Regis the year that the convent was about to open.
Oh,
and
yes.
The convent opened shortly, a few months after I left.
Is that right?
Left.
Yes.
Yes.
So, of course, your living accommodations were really adequate.
And,
so you stayed there until?
See, I stayed there until my knees
gave you problems.
Gave me serious problems, so that the walking from one building to another was difficult. I went there in 72, and in 79, I retired from library work, but I remained there to teach English composition and English as a second language and children's literature.
Oh.
I also, at that time, the state had changed its requirements, similar to the problem that's going on now with RNs and LPNs and the BS.
Right, they
degree.
Must have a degree.
They were making the requirements for a school librarian much more
stringent.
And it would go 5 years, and there was a great deal of opposition to it among the students.
Surely.
Because they said for the salaries, it wasn't worth 5 years after high school preparation. So I was chaired an ad hoc committee of librarian educators, and we had monthly meetings at Regis, and they sent representatives from BU, BC, Simmons, and the media specialists from different cities came. They were all very interested, and from Framingham State, and I that was very challenging.
Now, what was the goal of their meeting?
Well, actually,
to
they
discuss this law,
to discuss how you would react, what would we do about it? That was really, and in the course of that time, Regis dropped its program in library science. Elms dropped it.
Our Lady of the Elms,
yes.
Sisters of St. Joseph.
They've changed. They dropped Our Lady of.
Yes, they did, and
Elms
just called
now.
It the Elms.
It's just the Elms.
That's
now,
correct.
But it's the Sisters of St. Joseph
That's
Springfield.
Right.
Hmm. Simmons' reaction was, we will sue the state. They have no right to interfere.
Well, of
it was
course,
interesting,
they were,
too. But they had a master's
That's
degree.
That's it. They,
but they minded it, too.
I'm sure they did.
So yeah. It was very interesting, and the...
So you stayed and taught at Regis.
And the rapid development of programs and the sports complex and the growth of Regis and...
All took place while they were there.
All took place.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And when did you come?
But when I finally, even walking over to the college hall to teach, my mobility was getting, so I didn't want to give up. I didn't want to do nothing.
Exactly, I understand.
And I asked, was there some place I could do something? And they said, well, St. Teresa's in West Roxbury is diocesan accreditation program, and they need to have their library done over. And you'd have no stairs, you just walk across the yard to the school, and the library's on that floor. So I went to St. Teresa's and I did overhaul the library, which in years ago was a very fine library, but it needed
updated,
and
sure.
New material.
Sure.
I had and then during that time I had a story for every class. They came to one period a week. And that I went back into storytelling. It came back to me very.
Do you think you inherited this gift of storytelling from the Irish Shanachie?
Yes, I do, from my own father.
Right. Yeah.
But I didn't realize it was there until.
You were put
well,
to
I
it.
Had I taught it in a January program at Regis, and it went very well. And there I brought my class to a nursing home in Kitchener, and each one told a story, and I realized how much they liked it, which prompted me at Bethany to do the same.
Very good.
Otherwise, I don't think I would think of telling stories to the aged.
I imagine the sisters at West Roxbury were thrilled with this input.
Oh, they
input.
Were. And I've gone back there,
yeah.
For
who
Christmas.
Who were some of the sisters there?
Sister Virginia Kelleher,
oh,
the principal.
Right. She's
and
still
she's
there.
Doing great things.
Yes.
Remarkable.
Right.
And Sister Mara,
Moniz.
Moniz.
Mm-hmm. Sister Vianney, was she there?
No, she was just gone there recently.
That's right. So they must have appreciated this.
Well, they did.
Cultural input for their children.
It went very well.
How long did you stay?
Just one year.
1 year.
Mm-hmm. Because I went there in February. In June, I had one knee surgery, and I went back in September. But I only lasted until December because I really couldn't function too well. And then I really retired to Fontbonne Hall and had surgery.
Yes. But you're not the kind that can retire, I know.
No,
that.
I thought so the Lord has called me to.
Right. So tell us as a finale. What you're doing here now in Bethany Hospital?
I'm a health and science librarian at Bethany Hospital, and I am updating the collection and learning. My life is a constant learning process.
I guess it is.
And this knowledge about health and science literature is new to me, and I am extremely impressed and awed by all the outpouring of true love at Bethany for all the sisters. It's really tangible.
It surely is, and I right now am a patient here at Bethany Hospital, although I live at the Mother House, and I am the recipient of this great love.
It truly, not only by
the sisters, but
by the lay nurses
who I think see this exemplification
in the sisters. And mm-hmm. and it's one tremendous family, really.
Very good.
It is extraordinary.
Very good. So you're enjoying your work, and
I am in a new field again. I'm in a new field again, and I'm off the shelf. And I thank God every day that he gave me this opportunity.
Very good. Well, thank you, Sister Joel, very much. This has been a fascinating interview.
Thank you, Sister
Marguerite.
I will call you Marguerite.
Anne.
Thank you, Sister Anne, and that was very easy to talk to you. As you know...